Good morning. Last week we started a series of church history spots on how we got our Bible, and we looked at the Old Testament. How did we end up with the Old Testament? And at the end I said, some of you will have noticed I haven't mentioned the Apocrypha, and I promised I'd do that next. So here is our chat about the Apocrypha. And to get us started, we should probably ask the question, what is the Apocrypha? The Apocrypha is a group of extra books. It's not always identical. The list varies a little bit. You'll find them in Catholic Bibles. These books fall somewhere between Malachi and the Gospels in terms of where they fit in history. A lot of them were written in the 2nd century BC, which was a time of particular political turmoil for Israel. And so they record some of that history. Often they're looking forward to messianic figures and to a new age where God's going to reward those who've stayed faithful. Before we get to whether we should include the Apocrypha or not, we need to meet the Septuagint. So you'll remember from last week, if you were here, that the Old Testament was written mostly in Hebrew. Over time, more and more Jews left Palestine, and they lived in a really large area. And in the process, they lost their Hebrew. But most of them now lived in places or near places that Alexander the Great had previously conquered, and where Greek had become the trade language. And so lots of people had Greek as their second language, including these Jews who lived outside of Palestine. And so between about 250 and 100 BC, the Old Testament was translated into Greek. And that's the thing called the Septuagint. The order of the books in the Septuagint is more like what we have in our Bible. We're closer to that than to the Hebrew Bible. The reason it's relevant today is that copies of the Septuagint usually included the Apocrypha. And so those books circulated with the Septuagint. All right, so how do we think about it? Should these books be in our Bible? Well, while the Apocrypha was circulating with the Septuagint, it was not in the Hebrew Old Testament. So if you'd been born in Jerusalem in the 1st century, your rabbi would not have been teaching you the Apocrypha as God's word. You might have been familiar with the stories, with the things that were in it, but you weren't using the Apocrypha as God's word. The early church was divided over whether to include them or not. So the fact that it's with the Septuagint and it's not with the Hebrew Bible, that was confusing. In general, in the Western part of the church, where the Septuagint was being used, they were accepted as part of the Bible. In the Eastern part of the church, where there was more familiarity with the Hebrew Bible, there were a lot more scholars who did not accept the Apocrypha. And that includes some pretty famous people, including, for example, Pope Gregory the Great. He didn't think that the Apocrypha should be considered on the same level as the Old Testament. Now, important in this story is a guy called Jerome, who could have done things just a bit differently, to simple this up, in my view. He's the guy who translated the Vulgate, which becomes the official translation of the Bible for the Catholic Church. To do that, he went east, he learned Hebrew, which was unusual at the time, and he ended up coming to the conclusion that the Apocrypha should not be considered part of Scripture. It shouldn't be considered part of our Bibles. They might be edifying, they might be helpful, not part of the Bible. And then he translated it anyway, and he put it in the Vulgate so that they circulated together. I think he could have done that differently. That's the bit where I just think a different decision and things unfold a bit differently. So Jerome doesn't think it should be included, but he kind of includes it. Throughout the medieval period, there are prominent theologians who are on both sides. There are people who agree with Jerome. These books should not be in the Old Testament, included in our Bibles. But there were probably more people in the medieval church who thought it should be. Part of that is because they are Western theologians. So they're in the area where the Septuagint was being used. Just prior to the Reformation, we get to the Renaissance. And the Renaissance has this whole get back to the original text kind of thing. And so for the first time in a long time, people start learning Hebrew. And a number of those people who learn Hebrew end up concluding that the Apocrypha should not be considered part of the Bible. And these aren't all people who end up in the Reformation. So one of them is Thomas Cajetan, who's someone who actually debates against Luther during the Reformation. So what I wanted you to lock in from all that is there's no sense in which the Apocrypha is accepted everywhere before the Reformation. It has a debated status all the way through church history. When we do get to the Reformation, the Reformers take the view that the Apocrypha should not be included. On the Catholic side, we have the Council of Trent, a lot of which was dedicated to combating the Reformation. We'll come back to that. A lot of which was dedicated to combating the Reformation, and that is where the Catholic Church locked down that the Apocrypha should be included. So the Reformation and the Catholic Church take different sides. A couple of things to know. The Reformers, some of the reasons that they didn't accept it are that they have theological concerns. There are parts of the Apocrypha that support theology that you will not find anywhere else in your Bible. Let me give you two examples. The existence of purgatory and praying for the dead are supported in 2 Maccabees, but you won't find that anywhere in our Bibles. Also, almsgiving, giving to the poor, in Sirach is a way of atoning for sin, which is a really different way of dealing with sin than the death and resurrection of Jesus. So its theology is different. The other thing about it that's different is there are demonstrable inaccuracies in its history. So that we know, there are things we know this happened in history, and what's presented in the Apocrypha is just inaccurate. And that's a big deal if you think that the Bible is inerrant. If the Word of God is inerrant, then you can't have inaccuracies in history in it. So to wrap it up, the Apocrypha can help us understand some of the social and political background to the first century, but there are good reasons not to see the Apocrypha as part of Scripture, and that's not a new position. It's not new with the Reformation. It's not the Reformers just getting rid of part of the Bible that doesn't suit them. Throughout church history, there have been people who've taken that position, and mostly they're the people who are familiar with the Hebrew Old Testament.